USA Radio News.
As protests continue over the economic conditions in France, French President Emmanuel Macron says,
I don't want to be divided. I don't want the French people to be divided. Friendship is what must unite this country. I want this because it is precisely because of this that I ran for office in order to reconcile all the French people.
Environmental protesters were on Capitol Hill pushing for what they're dubbing the New Green Deal. Former California Assemblyman Republican Chuck DeVore tells Fox News this is not a good deal for you.
I think that in America, though, with this Green New Deal, you're going to see indirect taxation. In other words, more subsidies, more taxes, more mandates and regulations. You're going to see more cost for fuel, and it's going to really hit the working poor and the middle class the most.
Keep it tuned right here to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Nick Ayers was considered to be a top contender to replace outgoing White House Chief of Staff John Kelly, but he politely refused the position. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the story.
Sources now say Ayers, who's an aide to Vice President Mike Pence, will go to work at a political action committee instead. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow tells Fox News Sunday he'd heard the reports that President Trump and Kelly weren't getting along.
In my tenure, a little less than a year now, I think a lot of the gossip is just wrong. I think they did get along. Everybody's going to have disagreements. That's the way life works. But was he fired? I don't think he was fired. I wasn't privy to that final conversation.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is being mentioned as a replacement now, as is Republican Congressman Mark Meadows.
And on Wall Street, after an up-and-down day, the Dow ended up being up 34 points to close at 24,423. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Donald Trump Jr. and Congresswoman-elect Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York have been going back and forth on Twitter, but what causes someone, when you see someone write something on Twitter that you don't agree with, what causes you to react, and is that the sort of person you want to be, or do you want to get out of that habit? Jen Sincero is a motivational guru and a different kind of financial expert. You can find her at jensincero.com. She talks about why you shouldn't waste your time on other people that are spending their time trolling other people on Facebook.
I think getting clear on how it makes you feel, because it doesn't make you feel good. It never feels good trashing someone else or focusing on how stupid other people are. So, you know, I want to feel good for my very short stint here on Earth. So get clear on the fact that you want to feel good and make a better choice.
And along those same lines of feeling good, right now a lot of people are setting their New Year's resolutions. They want to go to the gym and they have that thought of doing it. But then what do you see makes that thought turn into the actual action of going to the gym 3, 4, whatever days a week?
I'm a big believer in getting a spiritual gym practice in place to keep, you know, motivation and confidence and tenacity. Those are all muscles that you got to work out like you do your regular muscles. So to stay in that space of I am going to do this, you got to have things in place. So I recommend reading some kind of self-help book every morning or meditating every morning or listening to music that pumps you up.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.